I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you until 12 noon. Joining us now, Michael McDonald, chairman of the Nevada Republican Party, and joins us on our City National Bank guest hotline. Good to have you with us, my friend. How you doing?
Man, you don't want to know. I wish I was live in the studio, but I got the great people of American Leak Detections over fixing my house, and you know that I got just great people around. Kevin, it's been one of those weeks, man. Every car gets hit.
Oh no!
Drains are backed up. The people are attacking the president. It's like we're in a parallel world, my brother.
I know. You stay close to the president, to the administration. We hear all about the chaos within the White House, within the West Wing. Does that bother the president when you talk to him one-on-one? Do you get a sense that there's a frustration on the part of the president because all this stuff is swirling around him, yet he keeps getting stuff done?
No, I mean, I've never seen anybody like this man in my life. Nothing bothers him in the sense where there's, I mean, I was back there a couple times when there was major issues happening. He was laser focused. Nothing was distracting him what he wanted to get done. The people inside the White House were working with it. Clearly, has Dave Bossi and Corey Lewandowski. They're on the outside working. They're working for the PAC. It's an amazing group of people that are around him. But if you watch the news, it's like watching a parallel universe. Last night I watched MSNBC and I watched CNN. It's sad. It really is sad. The messages that are just being lied. They're lies. They don't want to talk about the great taxes. That, I mean, we're all doing our taxes today. Today's tax day, you know, and this is the last time we're ever going to have this. I mean, you know, it's going to be so much easier now. So it's they don't want to look at the great, Kevin. You know, they listen. People listen to your show, are in tune. Your listeners are educated. They listen to hear facts. They don't want to hear politics. You give facts, and the facts they can't deny. I mean, it's amazing. But when you watch these other shows, it's such propaganda. All they wanted to talk about last night was Sean Hannity, and they were politicizing the courts, and it's just disgusting, man. It really is.
I saw Jerry Connolly, the congressman from Virginia. He's a Democrat, calling for the firing of Sean Hannity. We've seen others on the left calling for Sean Hannity to be fired. Knowing what you know about Fox, knowing what you know about Hannity, is he going anywhere?
No, you know, Kevin, I've never seen. I'm so surprised of the perfect people that live in this world. I've never seen such perfect people on the Democratic side. It's amazing, Kevin. you know, calling him out for we want to have him pulled aside. We want him have him gone. But yet, Sean Hannity, what did he do? There was a guy on his show that he didn't pay. They had no financial relationship. They had no political or binding relationship whatsoever. So he knew him. He asked me why. You know how many attorneys, I was born and raised here. You know how many attorneys I have as friends?
Oh, yeah.
And if we're out and about, I ask them questions. So all of a sudden now that I'm going to get called in on their list? I mean, it's ridiculous. I've never seen anything like this. But the lies that are put out, Kevin, and this is no lie. This is not a plug, a shameless plug. I am so glad you're here. I'm so glad you tell the truth. I'm so glad your listeners call in and interact with you. Because the lies that are on the other side are just coming day after day after day.
We are under 2 months to the primary. And of course, November looms right around the corner. I got to ask you, I mean, you keep your ear pretty close to the ground. You're talking with just plain folks. You know, people think, well, he's the chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. He just talks with the bigwigs. You talk with cops. You talk with people that work in restaurants. You are very plugged in. Is this just over their head? I mean, is this a part of their life? This whole, Sean Hannity was the third name. Michael Cohen's office was raided. All of this stuff. Do the American people take this stuff seriously?
You know, ironically, and I'm glad I am where I am. I'm a working class chairman, which is good for me. Keeps me grounded. But I was at Smith Food King the other day. And literally, this is exactly what was talked about. And it was the same essence. You know, what was the key thing I thought was really on our side, Kevin, is when they started saying, how scary is it when they can raid an attorney's office? If they can do it to the President of the United States, we don't stand a chance. So for the average guy, that's the message. If they can do it to the richest and the highest, most powerful people in the world, you and I don't stand a chance, Kev. We're done. I mean, when they can go in, you know, God forbid, Rick Wright's my attorney. They go into his office and they attack Rick Wright and serve a search warrant on his house and his office and everything else. It's disgusting. I mean, I had lunch with Oscar Goodman the other day, and he was looking at it.
By the way, for the record, was there actually food consumed or was this a liquid based lunch?
Now, this was actually liquid based lunch. I had an iced tea.
But we can't pin you down on what the mayor had.
No, I can. I refuse to answer on the grounds of incriminating myself. So,
I love that.
I'm taking my Fifth Amendment. But no, but the same thing that Oscar Goodman fought for years ago, and John Mommet. We just lost John Mommet. God bless him.
He
passed away. He was a pillar in the community for a long time. One of the great attorneys. But when these guys talked about it, and Oscar hit it off the head, he goes, we're in a time right now where our civil liberties are being thrown out the window, and it's almost becoming they can do whatever they want to do. And this is a guy who went toe-to-toe with some of the largest people in the United States. Then I was over with my friend who works for the FBI, and they're even kind of disappointed by what took place. Because it's drowning on them, you know, the reflection from what Comey's saying, and where it's in this book, it's a reflection not only because they're the best of the best. I mean, this is stuff that I've worked hand in hand with these guys a long time. When I was on Metro, the men and women in the FBI, the day to day, really work very hard, and the DEA and the FBI and Metro, all of them. But the reflection they're having right now, Kevin, even the working class people, to get back to point, everybody's afraid what's happening because. When you go into your attorney's office and take your documents, there's no attorney-client privilege. And the where they're at right now in New York, the district of New York, where they took this into, that's where they try all the white paper crimes and stuff like that. And they don't play by the rules at all.
Now, let me just ask you, though, as a former member of law enforcement, you know, I mean, this ought to be near and dear to your heart, the notion of, you know, we are a nation of laws, et cetera, but it seems as if the laws aren't protecting us anymore.
And that's the point. When you talk to, you know, people that are active in law enforcement now, at some of the highest levels in the FBI and some other ones, it's very frightening. But more importantly, when you talk to people that have defended it, Oscar Goodman, Rick Wright, John Mommet, when they're calling it out and they see it. I mean, these are defense attorneys that go, this is really scary because of where it's going. Our civil liberties are going out the door. And if they can attack the president of the United States and bend the law so it fits their own agenda, that's scary. That's very scary.
Michael McDonald joining us, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, joining us. He has lunch with the rich and famous, but he is also a man of the people. And by the way, I'm gonna squeeze out of him. What did he really have for lunch? And did he drink lunch? No, I'm not going to do that. Let me just ask you, while all this was swirling around yesterday, the president was down in Florida at a roundtable talking with business people and with just plain folks about the tax cuts. Is it possible that the president is just going to have to spend one or two days a week doing this kind of thing, going out to the people and going over the head of the lamestream media?
I honestly believe that. I think we're at a point in time in America where he has to take this message on the road, and his surrogates have to take this message on the road. 2017, this is the last year we'll be under the old outtake for tax code. So the new one, Kevin, we're mobilizing the taxes, bigger paychecks. There's more jobs out right now. So when you start to look at what has happened with the president, he's lowered rates for individuals. He's doubled the standard of deductions, the double for the tax credit for children. He eliminated individual mandated tax. He helps saving retirement for others and other needs. Those are things that are historic. Those are historic things that have taken place, Kevin, and it's not put on the media. Today's tax day, and all they wanted to talk about last night was Stormy Daniels. And God bless her; she makes her living doing porn. That's her right. But now all of a sudden she's found the media with her showboat attorney. I mean, all this guy is the mouthpiece, and they're giving her more airtime than it is for having the policy that has taken place. They cannot argue the facts that job creation was happening with the President of the United States. Under this administration, it's the best job creation that's happened. The tax cuts, the lowest it's coming in. Money's going back into people's pockets. So when you see things like that, it's hard to argue. So they got to create this circus, and that's exactly what it is. It's a disgusting circus that, thank God, again, thank God for your listeners. Thank God for you that are willing to get out there and at least give the media a shot in the arm to say, look, guys, you're saying it wrong. At least dispute the facts. Talk about what's really going on.
Let me ask you a quick question, because you mentioned Corey Lewandowski and David Bossy. It's the best political book I've seen in a long time, Let Trump Be Trump. Is it possible we're going to bring the old band back together? I know they're working through the PAC, but is it possible we might get the president back on some sort of campaign footing? I'm not saying like doing 4 and 5 events a day, but sending them out once or twice a week to actually do big rallies, talk about tax reform, talk about anything else that's on the president's mind. Is it possible we're going to do this?
I would say I'd bank on it. I really would. I mean, I know we have the band back together. We just need the lead singer. As far as going on the road, it's a message. If you watch any of the news stations, Corey and Dave are doing. I mean, they're on almost all the news stations talking about it, but they're talking facts. They're not talking National Enquirer rhetoric. They're talking political facts of what has taken place under this administration, and they're doing it on airways, something that hasn't been done in a long time. I mean, Kevin, when you and I talk about it all the time, politicians, when they get to that level, they forget kind of where the people listen, and they don't want to do radio. Radio is where it's at. I mean, because I work day to day, you're always on. If I'm at the gym, I'm working at my job, I got the radio on. I can't have the TV on. So that's the message where we've hit that. That's something that the Trump administration has gone back to working with people like myself, a working class guy. Where to hit the message? Where to take it to? It's through the airways of your like shows like yours.
Did you watch? And just Kerry's question. I'm running a little short on time. Did you watch any of the James Comey interview? Did you see clips of it with George Stephanopoulos?
No, I didn't watch one bit of it.
Wow.
I know I should have. I didn't watch one. I wasn't giving airtime. I'm not buying the book. I think you had a man that did a great service for America, and I think he got a taste of being popular. He sold his soul. What he did to Clinton was a joke, and then he tried to make it up, and then he went after, you know, this Russian dossier. There's nothing there. They've been investigating it for a year. Look, a fifth grader can investigate something and find it with the time he's had and the resources he's had, Mueller, going after this. And it's just sad because Comey was a great man at one time working with the FBI, and what he has become is disgusting. He has brought down, I think, a disservice to himself. And take nothing away from the men and working men and women, the FBI and other law enforcement. They're putting it on the line every day. God bless them. I stand with them. But I think he got a taste of popularity and being in the limelight. And I don't know how he gets away with it. He's lied to Congress. You and I lie to Congress, we go to jail right away. I mean, that's a felony. If we lie to the FBI, you go to jail right away. Their policies, you cannot leak stuff to the media. And he admitted in Congress that he was the leaker. I don't know. I must be missing something. I know I went to law class, but I must have missed that day in court where they don't have to do that. So I got to go back to my professors and my academy and yell at them. But Kevin, it's like it's become this double standard. So no, I'm not buying the book. God bless him and his family. I wish him all, you know, whatever. But I think it's a disservice what he's done to the country, and I think it's a disservice what he's done to himself.
Does it taint at all the reputation of the FBI? I mean, I go back to Efren Zimbalist Jr. and the FBI, a Quinn Martin production. I go back that far, and I must tell you, it's scary to me what people are saying about the FBI. Is James Comey adversely impacting the FBI?
Look, the men and women of the FBI that work day to day work very hard. And they're being painted with a broad brush. And a lot of people are saying that all law enforcement is corrupt and FBI is corrupt. That's the furthest thing from the truth. That is not the truth whatsoever. The men and women every day that put on that badge and they go to work and they do their job, they're doing what they have to do to make sure we're safe in America. I think somewhere at the top they got corrupted and it's become political. And I think you see now where they're human. At the top they were human. They were playing inside with the Hillary Clinton, they were playing a side on the Democratic side because they thought she was going to win. I think you see at the highest level of Comey. I think when you saw another Loretta Lynch, when she was in the middle of it, she had a very illustrious career in law enforcement. I think she got tainted by this, and now it's her. It's a he said, she said between her and Comey. I think it's a very, very bad time in America right now for the upper echelon. But do not... You know, all your listeners, please, I'm telling you, do not paint every FBI agent, every law enforcement agent with a broad brush because, you know, it's a great career to help and preserve America. But it got politicized, Kevin. I mean, there's no way other to say it.
Yeah.
I think what Comey's doing, he's doing a disservice to the FBI. I think he's doing a disservice to himself. Again, the man had an illustrious career. It's not right. You don't go out like that.
I'm with you. Michael, thank you so much. Happy Tax Day to you, to Joe, and to all of your friends around town. Thank you so much. We'll talk again soon, I promise.
And I apologize. Look, I will get in the studio somehow, some way, I promise you.
I appreciate it. Thanks, my friend.
God bless.
There you go, Michael McDonald, chair of the Nevada Republican Party, as we continue live and local now.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at TrueDentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowwana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowwana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowwana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowwana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowwana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowwana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowwana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowwana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowwana.com.
Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-7764. I specialize in helping people make IRA approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764 and take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is 738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
.790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Gather around.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too, in great communities like Ely, listening on 1230 AM KELY, in Battle Mountain on KNNT, in Amargosa Valley, in Hawthorne, in Pahrump. We are there, and what we're talking about is the race in CD4. Congressional District 4, which is going to be a barn burner, both from a primary and a general election standpoint. Joining us now is one of the candidates in CD4, David Gibbs. And if the name sounds familiar, it should be because he's been a part of Republican Party leadership over the years. He is taking time out of his busy schedule to be a part of this race and to be a part of this show. David Gibbs, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, how are you today?
I am good. I want to ask you, a lot of people know you in Republican politics, but a lot of voters may not. Talk a little bit. Give me the 1 minute biographical on David Gibbs.
I've lived in Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, for 19 years. I'm a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. Spent most of my time in the Air Force flying airplanes, 25 years total service. Since I retired, I've been working in the defense contracting industry, mostly in unmanned aircraft, remotely piloted aircraft.
Drones to the rest of us.
There you go. And most of our work has involved operations or supporting the guys overseas. I've been involved in politics in Nevada. I was chairman of the county party, as you mentioned. I've been involved. I've been on the state central committee since about 2006. So I'm not new to Nevada politics, and I've met a lot of folks around the state and got a really fairly good knowledge of what's going on around here.
So when you go to Hawthorne, when you go to Ely, a lot of people know you.
They do, and I'm introducing myself to more every time I make a visit.
I'm going to ask you the question I ask every candidate that sits in that chair, because I know, having dealt with candidates since we started this show back on CBS back in 2011, we've been tracking candidates. And the one thing I know of, it takes a lot of money. A lot of times I've seen candidates donating money to their own campaigns, using their personal credit cards for placards and things like that. So I know that there's a great sacrifice that candidates make. The ones that win, and even the ones that don't win. Why are you in this race? Why did you look at CD4 as the place where you could make a difference?
Well, first and foremost, I live in CD4. So it is the natural place for me to run. I got in the race. I was watching what Congress was doing. And when President Trump got elected, one of the things he talked about is it's about us. It's about the people. It's about making America great again and focusing on the American people. And initially, there was some effort in that direction, but I've kind of seen the Congress drift away from that a little bit. And the tax reform bill was a good thing, but they didn't repeal Obamacare. There were some other things where I think that they're paying a little bit more attention to Washington than they are to those of us out here. We need to move the Trump agenda a little bit quicker, because as soon as the election's over next year, they're going to be talking about 2020 again. And so everybody's going to be focusing on that. So we need to push and move the Trump agenda a little bit more on making America first and improving things for folks here at home. And the other thing we need, I have a reputation at work for being somebody who basically gets stuff done. I'm not somebody who admires a problem. And so that's one of the things I think I can bring to Congress, and I think I can represent the folks here, is go there and work hard to get stuff done.
You've got at least one member of the primary, Crescent Hardy, who has served in Washington. And I guess my question is, do we need new blood? I mean, real new blood in Washington, people that have not served in Congress before, but people who have new ideas that they can bring to the table, like yourself?
We always do. And every election, there are new folks who are out there who are bringing new ideas to Congress and new ways of looking at things to get things done for the American people. So that's something that we need to continue to focus on, and that's something that I know I can bring, is some new ways of looking at how to get things done.
David Gibbs joining us. He's running for Congress in Congressional District 4. And by the way, for those that don't know, CD4 is a big, huge district. You're spending a lot of time and a lot of miles on your tires going to these places. This is, it may well be the biggest district of them all, just in the number of miles that you have to drive to go from one end to the other. Give me a thumbnail sketch of how it's going so far. Where have you been?
Well, I've been up to Hawthorne a couple of times. Mineral County is in the northwest part. There's part of southern part of Lyon County, and I've talked to some folks there, and I'll get up there soon. Was over in Ely at Saturday in White Pine. I'll be in Lincoln County this Saturday, And I've talked to some folks in Esmeralda. I've been over to Nye County a couple of times, and I'm going to be there on Saturday also. So we're getting around in the rural areas that we need to do. And like you said, it's a pretty big district.
It's huge.
Yeah, here in Clark County, it's about the northern section of Clark County. And I've been to numerous events around this area of Clark County, or about around Clark County as well, and meeting with folks around the district in Clark County. So I've been out, I'm on the road quite a bit.
I was just going to say, and by the way, is Clark County a part of CD4?
Yes, the very northern edge, Mesquite, a lot of North Las Vegas, the northwest part of Sun City Summerlin are in CD4.
I know that having watched your career politically over the last 5, 6, 7 years, you are a great listener. Tell me what you're hearing from voters. What are you hearing from folks, you know, both here in Clark County, but also as you go north and you go into to White Pine and Esmeralda counties and some of these other counties?
Well, one of the big things I'm finding, especially in the rural counties, is there are a lot of big President Trump supporters out there, folks that have been on board with him since the beginning. I have been a supporter of the president since before he got the nomination and have continued supporting him. In fact, I'm probably a bigger fan of his now than I was even during the election cycle because of how he's handled himself and the things that he's doing as president. But that's the bigger. They're looking for somebody who's going to continue to support the president's America First agenda. They're looking for somebody who is honest in what they say about that and that they are on board with the president and they're not going to waver in supporting the issues that he's going to keep an eye on the people and to make America first. That's probably the biggest thing I'm finding when I go out in the rural areas. The other thing is that they talk about land use. Obviously, with the BLM and the federal government owning most of the land here in Nevada, that's a big issue that folks out in the rurals are concerned about. And I'd like to take a look at trying to bring more of that land back to Nevada ownership rather than the federal government owning it. But those are two of the biggies out in the rurals. Here in Clark County, some of the biggest issues we're dealing with are immigration. Most of the folks I talk about, they want this solved. The politicians in Washington have been kicking this can down the road since President Reagan was in office. And so I think that's one of the things that they're looking to try and get this dealt with is let's quit talking about comprehensive immigration reform and actually do something about it.
Do you like what the president did? I mean, he went further than even Democrats, going from 800,000 people getting a path to citizenship to 1.8 million. There were some Republicans that didn't like it. The Democrats, they just ran away from it. They seem to want an issue rather than a fix to this problem. Tell me how you think the president has done on those issues.
Well, I think his approach, the offer that he made, was a really good entry-level point. Okay? He actually gave the Democrats more than they wanted and said, hey, if we deal with chain migration, we deal with the visa lottery, we deal with the wall, I'll give you 1.8 million Dreamers. And that's a great place to start the negotiation. The Democrats, I think, took one look and went, oh my gosh, we can't possibly let the president get credit for this. And number two is we don't want to solve this problem because we solved this problem. We can't run on this issue anymore. And that's one of the things, I think those are two of the big factors why they are opposed to making this deal with the president. But it's a good starting point. Where are we going to get to? And the biggest issue that we need to deal with is, okay, if we create some type of legal status for the Dreamers, what is that legal status going to be and how's that going to work? And that's part of the discussions that I think still need to go on.
I'm just curious, is it your view that the Democrats, whether it's Stephen Horsford or whether it's any of the other Democrats, do they want an issue or do they want a solution, a long-term? And that's something the president's talked about. He wanted a long-term solution, not a Band-Aid, but something that, you know, we won't have to be coming back in 3 to 5 years with. Do you believe the Democrats want a solution or do they want an issue?
Oh, they want an issue. It's the same thing with the economy when you talk about trying to solve some of the economic problems. A lot of what they run on is gearing up the folks emotionally rather than looking, how do we logically solve this problem? And that's what we need to attack, is we need to go at and say, these are solutions that we need to address rather than just kind of letting the issues linger out there. That's part of getting things done that I'm working on.
I want to ask you about your business. In your business, you have been to Afghanistan. You have been to different parts of the world, the Middle East. And now we have over the weekend, we have late Friday, the attack on Syria and their weapons of mass destruction capability. First of all, were you in favor of the raid in Syria, a targeted approach, and with allies, Britain and France?
Yeah, what Assad did was horrific. I mean, the world banned chemical weapons after World War I for a reason, because they are so horrible. My grandfather was wounded in a gas attack in the trenches in France in World War I. So I remember some of the conversations, grandfather to grandson when I was a youngster talking about he spent months in a hospital in France recovering from that. And in some ways it affected his respiratory system the rest of his life. So I understand what some of the personal aspects can be from that. But the fact that he used these on women and children in his own country is absolutely horrific. And somebody need to do something. And we are the folks that needed to do that. I love the fact that Britain and France got on board, because now it's more than just us. It's other countries in the world standing up and saying, no more. You need to stop this. And so it helps garner more international support. And I also think it helps delegitimize Russia and Iran, saying that, well, it's just the U.S. against us, because now it's not just the U.S.
I want to ask you, because every candidate I've ever talked to on the Republican side, they always say they want to trim the size of government. They want smaller, leaner, more efficient government. And then when you get to specifics, they get kind of mute. They go, well, on the one hand, and they never really give you a straight answer. I want to ask you just right up front, the three ideas you have for actually trimming the size of government.
Well, one of the ones I like is I would draw a circle with a 50-mile radius around the Capitol building and basically say, we're going to reduce the federal workforce, non-military, inside that circle by 5% in the first year.
Wow.
And no fair moving anything outside the circle. And so that's because that would reduce, and I would be willing to bet that most people, even in the federal government, would not miss that workforce. But the amount of money that can be saved, both in infrastructure and in salaries, would be significant. So I think that's one. Number two is there are a lot of inefficiencies in government. We know that. There are a lot of competing entities. I had a friend of mine who came up to me one time. He had retired from the Air Force and had gone to a veterans center to get some help putting together a resume, civilianizing his resume. And so he did that. And then he went to another veteran support center, also supported by the federal government, because there are multiple entities out there. And they basically trashed his resume, saying that it was a horrible resume, even though he'd gotten it done from another veteran center. What we need to do is look at ways to streamline that process. And rather than having 7 or 8 different operations, consolidate it down into one. The third thing I think we need to take a look at is other areas of overlap, not just in the veteran center, but there are a lot of areas of overlap where you have multiple agencies doing the same thing in multiple budgets, and we need to consolidate that into one entity.
I want to ask you, because everybody that wants to go to Congress has a pet project, a pet cause. Hey, this is what I'm going to zero in on. I want to be on these committees because I want to deal with this. Where will your emphasis be if you go to Washington in January?
On the people in Congressional District 4. Everything I do will be focused on that. What's the impact on them? What's the impact on their livelihoods, their pocketbooks? What is the impact on their ability to put money away for their college, for their kids' college education, or to put money away for their retirement? I'm in the same boat. I am a middle-class kind of guy who has saved money. I put my kids through college, and now they've gone out on their own. But I've been focusing, and like everybody else, I just finished my income taxes and took a look at how much money I sent to Uncle Sam last year and the check that I've got to write. So I understand the impact of all of these things that are going on in Washington on what happens and what it does here for the folks in Nevada. So anything I do is going to be focused on them. That's the biggie.
I want to ask you, only because we've got reporting deadlines and all of that. You're facing an uphill battle in that you're trying to raise money. in a really tough environment. I guess in my final minute, how can people help you? How have you done so far on fundraising? And is that an area that you do need help with?
Oh, every candidate needs help, and I definitely can use more help on that. Part of the issue is that I just got in this race right at the end of February. And so there were other candidates who were already out there and who already met with a lot of folks. And that's probably the biggest issue that I'm facing in the fundraising regard. However, you know, folks can go to my website. It's www.gibbs4nevada.com. And you can hit the donate button, and I'll be more than happy to put any donation you'd be willing to give, any support you'd be willing to help. I will put it to good use on this campaign, getting the word out about our candidacy and how I'm going to represent the folks in District 4 in Washington.
David Gibbs, good guy, running a tough race in Congressional District 4, where, again, crowded. And even if you get through the primary, you got Stephen Horsford or others waiting on the Republican side. That's going to be interesting. That's going to be a great race to watch come election day. I got to take a quick break. I'm running way, way over time. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now.
This is David Gibbs. I'm a 25-year Air Force veteran and the Republican candidate for Congress.
David Gibbs.
As I meet folks across this district, I hear one recurring theme. Get the government out of our lives and out of our pocketbooks. As your congressman, those will be my guiding principles. Every vote I take will be based on how it affects you, how it improves your lives, and your ability to keep what you earn. My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote in the primary election on June 12th. Visit my website at Gibbs4Nevada.com. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hello, this is Brent Jones again, owner of Real Water and Real MMA. As a Nevada businessman, I understand how difficult it can be to stay in business and remain profitable. Taxation, excessive regulation, employment issues, lawsuits, competition, increases in supply costs. The list goes on. That is why a group of concerned business owners formed the Real Chamber of Commerce. We need a pro-business environment in our great state. Unfortunately, taxes have increased dramatically this past year, and regulation just keeps increasing, making it harder and harder to make ends meet. We must take Nevada back. The Real Chamber will work hard on your behalf to fight against additional tax increases and more regulation. You need a chamber that is truly on your side. That is the Real Chamber of Commerce. Please, join Real Water and other concerned business owners. Get involved and help take Nevada back. For more information, go to realchamberofcommerce.com. That's realchamberofcommerce.com or call 702-521-0632.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC. Roberto Salas.
taco shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is Live and Local Now. Good to have you with us. Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by David Gibbs for Nevada. That's David Gibbs for Nevada. Coming up in our next hour, one of the things that that we'll be getting into is your money and how your money is going to be spent by the next treasurer of the state of Nevada. We'll get to that next.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hello, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. You might be thinking, oh great, another political commercial. And you know what? You're right. Who wants to hear from another blowhard politician on the radio going off on the promises they're going to break later anyway? Well, I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to tell you a story about a young man from a small town called Waynetown, Indiana. As a young man there, I learned the value of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending wisely. That's right. I learned conservative principles in that small town, and I proudly carried them with me ever since. Those conservative principles carried me through 35 years of service as a federal employee. It's one thing to know what goes into making a hot dog. It's quite another to see the actual consequences. What my beliefs did teach me was that instead of complaining about bureaucracy and red tape, I needed to find solutions. So that's what I did. I learned to navigate around the problems and solve things within the system and to develop the solutions that needed to get done. And that's what I plan to do in Carson City after I'm elected. I intend to help cut red tape and find solutions to our problems. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight against tax increases and excessive regulations that stifle the creation of businesses and force hardworking Nevadans to take a hit in their wages. I will never waver on the conservative principles that we share. And when the going gets tough, I will stand up for what's right. That's why on June 12th in the primary election, if you're tired of politics as usual and want to see a change, I encourage you to think big, vote small. Jim Small for Assembly District 2. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
More to come as we continue live and local now.
And I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
In Las Vegas, no one needs to remind you about Wednesdays at Roberto's Taco Shop. Indeed, it's a $1.29 chicken taco day. Ah, grande, juicy, crunchy taco. Loaded with hot, savory chicken, crispy lettuce, and mounds of cheese. All for just $1.29 each.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Oh, yeah. I like what they've done to my Wednesdays.